Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey, everybody. I'm Lee Houston. My brother, Greg McCray, is with me. We're talking about Cardiff. We're talking about Backlash. We're talking about the guy that got scammed into helping Alexa Bliss. It was a scammer. And on top of all that, we got a double or nothing. And it's going to be in Paradise, Nevada on the Las Vegas Strip. If you don't have pay-per-view, you can go to watchwrestling.ai and get all the goods you need for wrestling pay-per-view. And they got boxing on there as well.
Oh, man, yeah. Come in handy, man. Helped me out when I was at work and couldn't watch it. Was able to watch it on my phone.
Yes, sir. They got boxing. They got wrestling. It's all good. MMA, UFC, whatever you need. Also, first time in 30 years, I want to say in September, Cardiff, Wales. WWE will have a pay-per-view there. It's going to be pretty interesting, September. Last time they did it was SummerSlam 1992.
Wow, okay.
My birth year, by the way. My birth month is November, but this was in summer of 92, and the main event of the card, Bret Hart against the British Bulldog, the Intercontinental Championship.
Great classic match, man. I remember watching that and just, you know, getting goosebumps, you know, just finally seeing that match, and they put on a classic.
Yes, sir. One of the most interesting SummerSlam matches, I believe it was the same year of 92. 92, 90, it is 90-something. Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels and Martel. They were managing, wrestling for the services of Scary Sherry. We call her Scary. She's really a beautiful woman, but her name was, what's her name?
I want to say maybe Sherry Martel.
Yeah, that's her real name, yeah. Her real name is Sherry Martel, but character-wise, I can't remember her real name. Let's see here. Most people call her Scary Sherry.
Been in Washington in the heyday, yeah, she scared everybody.
Yes, sir. She's a really beautiful woman, Sherry Martel, she went by a Sensational Sherry. There you go. Sensational Sherry. Her name is Sherry Martel. But she passed on, left us not too long ago in 2007. Yes, sir. She was trained by the fabulous Moolah, I believe, in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah, she started off a wrestler, but really found her niche in being a manager. And one of the managers that just do whatever needed for their wrestler.
Yes, sir, man. Much love to the Sensational Sherry. Booker T has a tournament coming up. The Sherry Cup.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So I can look this up here.
Yeah, she was the manager for the Harlem Heat in WCW.
I'm trying to get up here as well. Let me see. Sensational. Well, she don't go by Sensational Sherry far Booker T goes, but still, same thing. Let's see here. It's going to be... Yeah, the Sensational Invitational is going to be, if I can find it here, don't know when it's going to be, but I'm going to find it soon. Hang on a second. Okay. In the meantime, I'm looking this up. I want to welcome everybody on Facebook. You can find our episodes on Facebook as well. This episode and ones to come. You can also find us on demand on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music. We're all over the place. Just type in Wrestling Tracks, and there you go. And if you feel like supporting us, if you want to roll that way, you can go to cash.app, and you can send us a little something. cash.app/wrestlingtracks, or anchor.fm/wrestlingtracks. Click on the support button, 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or, hang on, say we get up. I just had it in my mind, forgot about it. 1 second here. That's it. You go to WrestleTracks.com, anchor.fm/WrestleTracks. If you want to roll with us and support us like that, we'll be very appreciative. You can give us for 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month, and we appreciate it very much. Now, Sensational Sherry, great, is going to be a Sherry Martel Classic. And it's going to be, I don't know when, but it should be good.
And, you know, Booker T always put on some great stuff. He got some great up-and-coming wrestlers. Man, I love watching reality wrestling. You know, people like the Usos came from the road. They learned so much there. And, you know, it really prepares them. You know, it's a big time promotion in a small town setting.
Oh, yeah.
And they do some great work there.
It's a wrestling school and a company. How cool is that? And I'm looking forward to the Owen Hart Cup at AEW Double or Nothing. Unfortunately, it's not going to be. I wish it was a WWE thing, but hey, it's what it is. So, it's going to be a men's tournament, a women's tournament, honoring the late, great Owen Hart and the Owen Hart Foundation, set up by Mrs. Martha Hart. And you can support that. Go to ownheartfoundation.com, whatever they got. And you can support for a great cause for people who, I don't know what the cause necessarily. It's for a great cause. You want to go support them financially themselves, there you go. Go to ownheartfoundation.org and you can support them over there. In the meantime, over here, we got Backlash May 5th. That's on Mother's Day. And great, what I would suggest people do, if you can talk your mama into it, what a great way to spend Mother's Day, to watch wrestling with your mama. Hang on a second, I just locked. Hey, Greg, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sure. Now, you can talk your way into it. That's I can think of a better way to spend Mother's Day than watch wrestling with your mom. That's a perfect Mother's Day. Unfortunately, and I know this for firsthand, I've been through this, I know this personally firsthand, mothers and wrestling don't necessarily mix.
Well, my wife loved wrestling. It was one reason why I married her and fell in love with her.
Yeah.
She sat down and watched wrestling with me. So, you know, it's a great Mother's Day for her, for me and my son, to sit down and watch wrestling with her and to enjoy it together. We plan on going to see wrestling when they come down here to Baton Rouge in June.
Yes, sir. June 10th. By the way, it's my mom's birth month. And the one time I got my mom to watch wrestling with me, it just happened to be on. And she feel like getting up. That's the one time in 29 years of my life, 29 years other than WrestleMania 30, the one time I got to my mom watch wrestling with me. I kind of just earlier that day just turned on USA Network, and I just happened to be in the living room, like 6:50 something, and she just happened to come on TV. She didn't feel like getting up to go in her room watch some stuff. And then for the first time in years, she watched wrestling with me. Can't say she enjoyed it or not, but hey, it was a good time together.
Hey, at least you sat down and watched it with you.
Man, I'll tell you something. My mom is awesome. Let me tell you something here. WrestleMania 35. My mom faked it to make it as best as she could. At best, we had a wonderful WrestleMania watch party. And my mom actually watched the show. Until, I want to say 10 or 11 something. 10:30, she started bobbing and weaving. She dozed off. Bobbing and weaving. Dozing off. Bobbing and weaving. 11 o'clock, she was like, I ain't sleep. 11:02, she was out.
That was a wrap.
She faked it to make it as best she could. That's what mamas do. So here's what we're going to do. On Mother's Day, go to WrestleTracks.com and you can get something for your mama. If she happens to be a wrestling fan. If not, she got pretty. We got stuff as well. We got t-shirts. We got mugs. We got throw pillows. Not throw pillows. We got blankets. Everything you need. So if she don't like wrestling, at least she got something pretty to wear. Soon we're going to have masks, face masks as well, with our logo on it. It's just face masks, WrestleTracks logo. In my mind, it's going to be cool. On paper, I don't know how it's going to work out, but my mind got a cool idea. Just our logo, our old school WrestleTracks logo on the face mask. We're coming to WrestleTracks.com. In the meantime, Mother's Day, use the code MOM IS GREAT. I haven't made the thing yet. I'm going to make it soon. And on Mother's Day, or up until Mother's Day, use the code MOM IS GREAT and get, I don't know, I'm not going to tell you how much you can get off. But I will let you save money, because if you don't like save money, something wrong with you. So, WrestleTracks.com.
I'm going to save money.
Say again?
I'm going to save money.
Yes, sir. I don't know how much I'm going to take off. I might take a percentage off, take some money off. But until the meantime, I'm do this soon to get off the air. I'll do that, and I will announce on our face on our platforms what we're gonna do. Either percentage off or take some money off. In the meantime, use the code MOMIS GREAT. Not right now, but after the show, I'll make it. I'll announce it. MOMIS GREAT is the code, and we'll take money off, take percentage off. In the meantime, while we get to that, Backlash. I refuse to call it WrestleMania Backlash. I refuse. That doesn't make no point. It's stupid. It's simply Backlash. That's all it is. So far, we got here Bianca Belair and old girl. I can't remember her name. She's the manager. She's one of the
Sonya.
Yeah, Sonya.
Sonya Deville?
Yeah, Sonya. And that's not going to be on Raw. It's going to be on the pay-per-view, I guess. Also, she tired of being having a suit on, signing contracts, signing checks. Yeah. She want championship. She tired of being the boss. She want the championship go around the way. She's sick of signing checks. She's sick of signing contracts. She's tired of being in the office. So guess what? Signing the suit come off, she said. Signing said, this suit come off. And I'm gonna get mine. And she wants Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. I'm looking forward to it, man. Also, great, we got Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey, a good old-fashioned I Quit match. What's your thoughts on that? Hang on, we lost them. Let me get one more time. This is why your support is awesome, is very much appreciated. Our equipment would be better. So that's why your support is appreciated. Thank you very much. Hey, man, we lost you. I was asking your opinion on Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey, and I Quit match.
Oh man, that's gonna be real sick, man. I'm really looking forward to it. Man, Charlotte Flair to me is like on the level of Roman Reigns right now. I can see her holding that belt for a while, but it's gonna be hard to keep the belt off of Ronda Rousey too, because she got that much clout right now.
But I recall this would be I think both of them, their first I Quit match. If I recall correctly. I don't think neither of them been in an I Quit match. That'd be interesting. And of course, the only way to win this match, you gotta see I Quit. No crying to your mama, no pinfalls, no submissions. Somebody got to see I Quit to get this thing over with.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be real sick right there.
One of the most brutal I Quit matches of them all. Mick Foley, The Rock, Royal Rumble 99. I'm going to say Royal Rumble 99. Yeah.
Aww.
Yes, sir. 11 unprotected chair shots to Mick Foley's skull. You can take this as fate and you can shove it. All my critics out there, that chair didn't really hit nobody. You can take that and you can shove it. Mrs. Foley and his kids were there in the person. They saw it all. And the moment, I want to say 5 chair shots in, the kids can't take it no more. They started crying. Mrs. Foley was upset. These were like real chair shots to his head. And Foley was handcuffed, by the way. These were like real chair shots to his head, unprotected.
Yeah, this was before they, really stopped them from really hitting people in the heads with it. Yeah, they didn't change that rule a whole lot. I'm glad they did because I believe that really was ruining Chris Benoit, which, you know, Chris Benoit, he'll forever be one of my all-time favorite wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
And, I know a lot of people ain't gonna agree with what I'm saying, but I truly believe that someone else did the dirty work in that, and he was framed because he worked for Vince McMahon, and people was trying to get Vince McMahon on charge, and they hate him. So, what better way to do it than to set up Vince McMahon?
I got this grudge on there, but he's his own. But I will say this. If Benoit would have lasted a whole lot longer, first of all, this is a totally different message. But in my opinion, I'm going to say it. If Benoit would have been at work that night, he would be alive and well today. But not without alive and well, but he would be alive.
But he was basically gone that Friday. I think he was supposed to leave Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He was, he wasn't here that Friday. So, they didn't find him until like the next week after. Whatever day he was supposed to leave out, he wasn't here with us anymore. So, I was really looking forward to Chris Benoit and CM Punk. And then, Johnny Nitro got the ECW belt when it was supposed to be CM Punk. You make us wait even longer for CM Punk to get the belt that he should have been got.
Mm-hmm. I see the CM Punk, one of my favorite CM Punk moments in wrestling. Not just the WWE, but wrestling entirely. CM Punk, MJF, the bloody dog collar match.
That match was a classic.
One of my favorites, man. And I got MJF, that young man. If they do it, they use him right, he has a hell of a future in professional wrestling.
He do, yeah. He's our generation Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm. He's 26
years
old.
Ric Flair so good was everybody hated Ric Flair. They wanted to see Ric Flair get beat up and wanted to see him get knocked out, And the more he won, the more money he make because people want to just come in and see him. Mm-hmm. And, people really hated Ric Flair.
Yes, sir, man. MJF, he's 26 years old, young man in this business. If he do it right, keep himself healthy, and do what we gotta do in this business, he'll be all right.
Yeah, and I mean, I like that they're not wrestling him too much right now. You know, he's real good on the mic, so why not use his strength? Mm-hmm. And to me right now, his strength is more in on the mic than wrestling. And like, you know, back in the day, you know, when Hulk Hogan used to wrestle, Hulk Hogan didn't wrestle that much. He only wrestled really on pay-per-views and big matches. So that's the only time I really saw him.
Mm. Yes, sir, man. Speaking of Hogan, back in the day, I did some research here. Hogan was a heel back in the day in AWA. Yes, sir. He was always the...
Perfect
fit,
which is a strong man.
Hang on a second, y'all. Take care of some business. Y'all bear with him for a minute. But Hulk Hogan wasn't always the say your vitamins, eat your prayers, brother. Eat your prayers, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, brother. He was, back in the day, he was a bad guy one time. I find it interesting. That's cool. I tell you this, man. Speaking of Hogan, one more time, you can if you ever in Orlando, in Clearville, Florida, Clearwater, Florida, there you go. You can check out Hogan's Beach Shop. I believe. Let me look it up right here. Hogan's Beach Shop is in Clearwater, Florida. It's the let's see here. The information should be coming up in just a second. Y'all, when I'm in doubt, he goes to good old internet here at Wrestling Tracks and helps us out a little bit. Hogan's Beach Shop in Clearwater, Florida. I'm trying to get the number information. Until then, go to HoganBeachShop.com, get you some stuff. And I saw a nice NWO jacket that one day, by the God's grace, will be mine. It's $100 on HoganBeachShop.com. Dang it, I'm getting that jacket. I don't care if it's summertime. I'm getting that jacket, and it will be mine. It's a nice NWO jacket, Greg.
What about me, little bro?
Yeah, get you some.
Hey, little bro.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry about that minor interruption. But, yeah, my bro, he got me, you know, loving NWO. I remember one of the few times... last time we actually sat down and watched WrestleMania together, he had on his NWO shirt. I'm like, no, yeah, that's classic. Mm-hmm.
And then, Greg, it's a tragedy, right? I'm washing my clothes, you know, and I something told me, man, hey, check your clothes again. I go back in it. I've had a nice NWO shirt, original classic shirt. Lord, it's in the washer with the whites. It was with the whites, Lord have mercy. Lord Jesus, with the whites. So I had to get a brand new shirt. Months later, of course the price went up, but it's worth the price. I'm trying to get Hogan's Beach Shop information. Hang on a second here. If you ever in Clearwater, Florida, you can check him out. Well, it don't matter whether you rock with the red and yellow or the black and white. Check them out. The number will come on the screen here on Google.com. But it's tripping today. That's all right. But check out HoganBeachShop.com for more information. You can call
Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan's Beach Shop. At 407.
All right, I got it for you.
Yeah. What you got?
HoganBeachShop.com. Mm-hmm. Ian. 483 Mandalay in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let me tell y'all something. Don't go over there trying to get to see Hulk Hogan, because he's not there all the time. And if you're going to go over there, he's over there, that's one thing. But go over there and have a good time for yourself. All right? He's not there all the time. Don't go over there talking about, I want to see Hulk Hogan, because he ain't there all the time. Okay? So go have fun. They got some nice statues. They got some nice memorabilia. They got nice NWO stuff, red and yellow stuff. I believe they got a few AWA stuff. He's an AWA. Check him out. shit is pretty cool.
The Hogan go way back.
Yes, sir. But in my opinion, I want to ask you this. Does his immortality...
He had another name when he was a heel.
What do you got?
Hogan had another name when he was heel before he came to WWE.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. I think he went by Terry Bollea or something.
Actually, that's his real name.
He's have on, you know, the white wrestling tights and white boots.
Yeah. Well, Terry Bollea is his real name, actually. But yeah. I hear where you're going with that. But Terry Bollea is...
I may be wrong, but I think so.
Yeah. Actually, his real name.
He went by his real name for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Much love to you, Hawkster. But let me ask you this, though. Do you think his immortality has a... Like Shawn Michaels said, this 2005. And that got me thinking. Do you think his immortality has a price?
For them, yeah, you know, they give up a whole lot, you know, for us as fans. So, they all of them know, even though anybody in professional sports give up a whole lot, but now people now know how to deal with it more and know how to balance it a little bit more now. Back then, they was on the road all the time. They had to drive everywhere. They didn't really fly as much as they do now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, professional sports, you know, they did a lot of them, did a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs and different stuff back in the day. And, got hooked up on pain medicine from injuries and stuff.
Mm.
And a lot of them wasn't prepared for that type of, to go through that.
Yes, sir. I wanted you to do a segment here. We're going to call it Push One, Fire One, and Keep One. Push One, Fire One, Keep One. This is inspired by Taz's Bench, Push, Stop. So this is about inspired by Taz. Thank you very much, Taz. This is inspired by, this is my version of it, but I was inspired by his Bench, Cut, Start. So I want to let that clear. This is inspired by him. This is my particular version. My version is fire, keep, or push. Same thing. So, not same thing. I don't want no confusion with Taz whatsoever. You piss Taz off, you trying to screw for life. I want to piss him off one way or the other. Anyway, shit before. So, there's no confusion. So, we're going to start. I'm going to give you three names here. We can have, I'm picking out this hat here, on top of my head, off random, Steiner, Braun Breaker, last name really Steiner, Braun Breaker, Braun Breaker, okay. I'm going to choose, let's see here, who's a good one? Matt Riddle, Braun Breaker, Matt Riddle. I'm going to go way back here. He's still kicking. I can't choose Cody Rhodes. He just got back. I can't choose Cody Rhodes. He just got back. Braun Breaker, Matt Riddle. Let's go with Jey Uso. Who you keep, who you push, who you fire?
Keep, who I push, who I fire?
Yeah.
Ooh. Out of this three, I'm going to say I'm going to keep Matt Riddle. I'm going to push Jey Uso. And I'm gonna have to fire Braun Breaker if I got to choose out of them three.
Wow.
Somebody to fire. No, Braun Breaker. I love him as a wrestler. He's grown to be one of my favorite NXT now. He still needs a little more seasoning. I hate that they really rushed him. But, you know, when you redoing something and you got to put somebody at the forefront of, you know, what you starting, to me, he's perfect for that role. And he's the one, to me, the most ready out of all the new people they got on NXT. But I don't see them really developing no real good rivalry for him in NXT that's going to really help him in the future.
Right.
Which is, you know, really not, you know, if you're going to bring all these new people, okay, set up some kind of rivalry with somebody new on there to really push them. To me, the best person I would have did in that with them, Grayson Waller. He's, you know, that type of wrestler there now that did some things that got people really just, you know, disliking him. So I would use Grayson Waller as the type of person to use the as give him a nice rivalry right now.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So you fire him. You say you would keep.
Out of this, I would keep Matt Riddle.
Uh-huh.
I would push Jay Uso, you said.
Yeah.
I will push him. I mean, he deserves a singles title push.
Uh-huh.
I mean, to me, he so deserved that singles title push. I really want to see him win the Intercontinental title. What is it, on SmackDown? Yeah, I would love to see him win the Intercontinental title on there. Man, it'd be great. You see him win the Intercontinental title, his brother get the U.S. title, and Roman Reigns have both of the other single titles. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
And let's not forget Uso in NXT. If he wins the North American title, all the bloodline be dripping in gold.
Yeah.
And then you got Matt Riddle. Hey, Randy. You got Matt Riddle. Poor Matt Riddle. He's been hitting the ball a little bit too
Matt
hard.
Matt Riddle, he's doing real good with Randy Orton right now. You know what they're doing with him. To me, man, he was doing good. I think they're keeping him with Randy Orton a little bit too long because he should have been in the some type of, you know, singles run. And unfortunately, I don't understand some of the stuff that they do, the writing that they do. They don't.
Yeah. I was expecting a backstab or something between Matt Riddle and Randy Orton. So I'm thinking one of three ways they can split them up. Either A, one of them get injured, come back, and do your own thing. A draft or an old school backstab.
I would rather see them, you know, draft, or if they lose the title to the Usos, yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a perfect time, a perfect way to do that. You know, Randy Orton, you know, he's mad with Riddle for them losing, so he, you know, he RKO him, and then they, you know, have a little feud for a little bit because he blamed Matt Riddle for them losing.
Mm-hmm.
But man, they doing real good with RK-Bro right now. So I mean, I think that would really hurt them more to do that than you know, it would hurt more than help them with starting a little feud with them.
Yeah, that'd be interesting right there, man. Let me ask you this right here. If, let's say, Tony Khan was to hire anybody, any young cat from any company, who do you see him hiring? For fresh meat.
Man, I would love to see Bray Wyatt show up in AEW.
Huh.
Love to see him come there and they let him be creative free. When he did, you know, the stuff he did with, you know, his original Bray Wyatt personality, on the scene. Man, he's type of personality that I was not expecting for the crowd or myself to be so into him, and you know, just got drawn in, like, man, you know, like, okay. And you know, again, I love Goldberg, but I did not like the way that they allowed Goldberg to beat him like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you should have had Goldberg, you know, really go through and figure out a way to finally beat him. Hit a spear and hit the jackhammer and that was it. No, we just seen him kick out of 5 curb stomps. Mm. Come on now.
Look, see, in my opinion, I'm still mad they fired Bray Wyatt when he was hot. Bray Wyatt was the hottest thing going, and you fire him.
Man,
that's stupid.
I think there's something more behind the scene that we don't know about. But yeah, I'm with you 100%. Man, it was stupid how they caused him to lose the way he lost to Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, I feel it, but then I wasn't feeling it. You know, the crowd wasn't feeling it at the time. You had an opportunity for him to come back and have some kind of, you know, feud with Alexa Bliss. You didn't capitalize on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have made both them a whole lot of money. Then you brought Alexa Bliss kind of back to the way she used to be. Yeah, they mm-hmm. missed out on a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Vince McMahon. Yeah. Vince McMahon just...
Yes, sir. Speaking back behind the scenes. Speaking behind the scenes, check this out. If you invest in WWE, you should got an email about a shareholders meeting that you can participate in. They had a vote on who to keep, who to let go. And I voted. I voted for Vince, Shane, and Stephanie. I was held on Nick Khan and other people I don't know. But I believe there's a shareholders meeting here coming up soon. You can participate in. Let me see here. All right, virtual shareholders meeting is going to be. I'm looking it up here. May 19th. Ah, that's interesting. May 19th at 1 o'clock p.m. The shareholders of record will be able to vote and ask questions online during the meeting. If you would like to attend the virtual meeting and have a control number, please log in 15 minutes prior to the start of the meeting. Go to east.virtualshareholdersmeeting.com/VSM. Might as well give you the whole thing. east.shareholdersmeeting.com/VSM/WEB?PVSKEY=2022. This is going to be May 19th. May 19th. That sounds familiar. It sounds familiar to me. But yeah. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it means about. I don't know what it's about. You don't know what it's about. That's the powers that be. But if you hold stock in WWE any way, shape, or form, I got scared and invested a dollar. I got 2 cents in the company. But if you hold share of any stock of any kind, you're eligible to be part of this meeting.
I need to go get stock then.
Yeah, I got scared. And I just invested I literally invested a dollar. I got scared. I was nervous. I know what I'm doing. I just invested a dollar. I got 2 cents up in there.
Hey, you're a shareholder.
Yes, sir. So now obviously in the vote, like I said, I voted for Nick Khan. I was held Nick Khan. Obviously, voted for Shane, Stephanie, Vince. And there you go. If you got stock of any kind, you should got an email about that. And I hope you voted. Now, before we go here, I've got to mention, I should have did this earlier, I've got to mention that our show, as always, brought to you by Backyard Delivery Some More LLC. They put the D in delivery. You got city lights that can drive trucks, call 888-172-2587. That's 888-172-2587. You can drive trucks, got city license. Y'all work something out and get paid. We're going to wrap it up with good old Marvel. And this is the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I have seen the trailer and I like it. It's a little bit different. I think this is consequences of Spider-Man No Way Home. So check this out and we'll be right back. We're going to wrap it up after this. We'll be right back. Hang on a second here. I got a head on the loop. All right. Check it out.
Every night, I dream the same dream. Then, the nightmare begins. I did what I had to do to protect our world.
You cannot control everything, Strange. You opened the doorway between universes, and we don't know who or what will walk through it.
Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right. I'm sorry, Stephen. Your desecration of reality will not go unpunished. We should tell him the truth.
Yes, sir. Check it out, May 5th. I'm sorry, I had it on loop, my bad. May 5th. It starts May 5th in most select theaters. May 5th, May 6th. Doctor Strange's The Multiverse of Madness. Check it out. What do you think about it, Greg?
Man, that's going to be a great, great movie. I can't wait to see it myself.
Yeah, man, I think this is the outcome of Spider-Man's. He was in the multiverse, No Way Home. I gotta say, I watching the trailer, and I gotta be honest with you. If you watch the trailer, there's a scene where his face opened up in the multiverse. That's oddly satisfying to me. I don't know why it just is. Go watch the trailer. His face will open up in the multiverse. That's oddly satisfying. I don't know why it just is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready for Monday Night Raw. We got a few hours to go for Monday Night Raw. Of course, 7 o'clock, you know what time it is on the Monday night. 7 o'clock on the USA Network. And I'm getting in the mood watching SummerSlam. I've been watching it go all the way back to 88 to the first SummerSlam. That's been pretty good. So you can watch it on Peacock TV as well. Click on SummerSlam. And find what works for you, man.
Yeah, and I love going back and watching some of the old pay-per-views.
Yes, sir. Well, in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Have a great night. Enjoy Monday Night Raw. We'll see you next time. Thank you, brother, for joining me.
Problem. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, man. Love you, bro.
Too.
See ya.